listeners. Welcome to this R.G. Hardy Ministries program. I'm Sharon Knotts, thanking you for tuning in today, because we know faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. I believe you will be blessed by today's message as I minister on the importance of raising a godly seed. You know, I'm a third-generation preacher, and I want to share with you the legacy passed down to me from my dad, Brother Hardy, and my granny, Mother Hardy, in today's message, A Godly Legacy.
You have got to give your child, at sometimes, plenty of R&R. And I'm not talking about rest and relaxation. I'm talking about the biblical R&R, rod and reproof. And it refers back to what I said a moment ago. You're not only punishing your child or whipping your child, but you're making them understand why. You're reproving them. The crime fits the punishment. They understand why they're being disciplined. You don't just whip them and they don't have no idea. What is that? What does that do? It does nothing. It causes the child, if anything, to be confused and then resentment. So they have to understand why they're being punished. Make it clear why they're being punished. And when we speak of the word rod, I would really like in your mind, instead of thinking of a rod, because I know what you're thinking. You're thinking of some big, huge branch off a tree or something, or some billy stick. No. We ain't thinking that way. Think more like a reed. Okay? Instead of rod, think more like a reed. Yeah, it'll sting you a little bit, but it ain't going to really do you any bodily harm. It ain't going to break no bones or knock you out or anything like that. How many say amen? So let's make sure when we talk about rod here, we're not visualizing the wrong thing. You say, well, that's what the Bible says. Okay? Yes, we discipline our children. Yes, there are times to whip them. Yes, there are times that you have to get the reed out or whatever you use that works in your house. But make sure then when you're doing it that you have its remedial, that it's going to bring about afterwards. See, we're trying to get to afterwards. After the rod and the reproof, we want to get to the afterwards, that then there's joy. Verse 17 of that same chapter, correct thy son, and he shall give thee rest. Yea, he shall delight thy soul. So on the one hand, he said in verse 15, a child left to himself will bring his mother shame. It will happen every time. You can just see it. Children that are left to do what they want, and later on they bring such shame to their parents. And by that time, it's usually too late. But on the other hand, a child that is corrected brings delight, brings joy. And that mom can say, I have no greater joy. My child is walking with the Lord. I have raised a wise child. I almost said wild child. I think it's time to get another drink of water. Wild about Jesus. Okay, now we're down to the last one. Why? Anybody want to take a guess what why is for? Okay, they're fine, they're good, but they're not the one I have. Make it real, real simple. Give your child you. Yourself. Y-O-U, you, your time, your investment of yourself, your interest, your attention. Yes, it's great. If you can buy your kids all of the latest television or the latest, I don't even know what they have out these days, iPods and videos and computers, and they can make their own records and they can do this and they can do that, and you can send them to here and you can send them to there. Anything they want, okay, you buy them the best sports stuff if they're in sports, if they're in music, you can buy them all the music things, I don't care, whatever they want, organs, microphones, guitars, amps. You can afford to give them you don't give them a hand-me-down car, you're going to give them a new car. I think that's kind of foolish, but if you want to do that, fine. Do all that, but make sure you give them you. You see, it's not enough just to give them things. You have to give them yourself. And that is so important, that you invest your time in your child. Many a rich child has grown up to feel unloved. They've had everything and anything their heart could desire because their parents just gave them things. But because a lot of times their parents were too busy with their business, too busy with their career, too busy with what they wanted to do, that child grew up not feeling that they really were connected in an emotional way to their parents. And I'm going to say this, and some people might not like this, but it's still true. Even ministry is no excuse for not investing time in your child. If you've got so much ministry that you can never ever go with your kid to something that they like to do, a ball game or something, and you can't do things with your child, you know what? You're not obeying the Holy Spirit. You're too busy. Your ministry has become about you then. Because what good is it going to do if you have this ministry and you lose your own children? And many children have grown up bitter because they felt like that their parents were so involved in ministry, they didn't have any time for them. It made them resent the church and resent the Lord. And it wasn't the Lord's fault. How many say amen? So there's no greater calling than investing time in your children. That's one thing I am so proud about Benny. He has always, always invested much time. And even when I hurt my back and I was not able to do a lot of things that normally I would do as a mom, he took the baton from me. And then he just really invested himself into Sarah when she liked softball so much. And I wasn't able to take her there anymore. He stepped right in there. He took her to all his games. And even when he had jobs, he would find a way to work around it so he could take her to her games, take her everywhere. And he invested time in her. That's one thing she'll never be able to grow up and say. She will never be able to say that her father was not there for her. Right. Never. I mean, we didn't have the finances to maybe give her a whole lot of things that other people thought that she ever wanted for anything, because the Lord's good. He blessed us. But her father was always there to invest time in her. And he always made sure that he worked things out, that he could be with her. And so that is the most important thing that you can realize, that after everything else, make sure you spend time with your children. Talk to them and let them talk to you. Take that time. I know you're busy. I know you got a lot. I know you got a full plate. I know sometimes it's hard to get that time, but make that time. It's because my grandmother took that time when my mother had to work. My mother didn't have a choice. She had to work when I was little. But my grandmother stepped in there. And you know, fortunately, if you can't watch your own children because you have to work, and I understand that. I know that. Ideally, you should be there with your own. But if you can't, God knows that. It's good if you got a grandparent or someone like that that can step in there and put that quality time in that child and invest the word of God. That way, even when you go to work thinking, I wish I could be there, at least you know in your heart they're with someone that's going to put the same time, the same interest in them as if you were there. How many say amen? So above everything, make sure that in this legacy that you give them yourself. Because like I said, my grandmother didn't pass down any of us. I don't have one piece of thing that I could show you my granny gave me. But I've got the treasure of words like this. And because of that, she influenced my father and my mother. And then myself and many other people. God wants us to raise wise children that will walk with the Lord. And so I want to ask the Lord to bless the moms and the grandmoms and the children and the dads for that matter, because most of this will fit either way. How many say amen? Parenting is something you have to do in unison. But I know that maybe you've been trying to get a handle on it and you just can't seem to figure out how to do it. It's really just if you'll follow these things: love, encouragement, guidance, affirmation, correction, and give them yourself. If you do these things, I'm telling you, it will pay off. Even if they get out there and get rebellious for a while and look like they're going the wrong way, don't worry. Just keep putting the prayer in. Keep putting the prayer in. You have invested. It will not return void. God said, my word will not return void. So if you put the word in your kid, it's not going to return void. It's going to come back some way, somehow. Even if they end up doing something dumb and stupid, it'll still come back. It'll draw them back to God. It'll draw them back to Jesus. Amen. So I would like to ask all the parents, moms and dads and grandmoms and granddads, to stand, please. And what we're going to do, if you're standing next to your husband or your wife, if you happen to be here together, or if you're a grandmother and son or a grandmother and daughter, join hands if you happen to be next to the person, your mate or your, like I said, the legacy. And we're going to pray a special prayer of blessing first over you, that God will help you to take these points and begin to really put them into application in your lives. That if you're having struggles in your home, that you'll start seeing a difference. And maybe your children are already grown and they're gone and they got kids of their own, but you're a grandparent and they bring them over to see grandma sometime. I know they do. They, you know, sometimes they want a babysitter, don't they? That's your opportunity. You got to get that word in them. If their parents are godly, then you're just reinforcing what they do. You're just reinforcing it. You're all working together. You see, Lois to Eunice to Timothy, we're all working together. We want to flow. We want the legacy to flow. Father, I lift these precious, precious parents and grandparents up before you, Lord God. And Lord, we know sometimes it's so frustrating. Sometimes we feel like pulling our hair out. We don't know what we're going to do. But Lord, you have a formula because you gave us instructions that come with these set of kids that we have and grandkids. Your word is the set of instructions that we can raise wise and godly children who will walk in the truth. Now, Father, I pray that you will just put a mantle upon these moms, dads, grandparents. Put a mantle upon them, Lord God. Let them catch that spirit and catch that anointing. Lord, if they haven't already developed in their home Bible reading and prayer and devotions, Father, I pray that they will begin to set these things up in their home so that their children can catch sight of, Lord, these things, that they can begin to develop a legacy, Lord, that if you should tarry, you said you're looking for a godly seed. In the last book of the Old Testament, you said, I'm looking for a godly seed. And Father, I pray that we will raise godly children. Anoint these parents, Lord. Put your spirit upon them. Put your word in their hearts. Put your word on their mouths. Lord God, I pray, let there be unity in their homes. And bless them, Lord God. And let the love that they have, that natural love that you put in them, Lord, let it be strengthened by the love of the Spirit of God and the love for the Word of God and the love for the truth of God. And Father, let it be instilled in their children and their grandchildren and their nieces, their nephews, anyone, any young person over whom they would have an influence, I pray. In Jesus' name we pray, Lord.
Amen. I hope you're being blessed by this message, A Godly Legacy. This message speaks not only to mothers and grandmothers, but to all parents, grandparents, godparents, really to anyone who mentors or has influence over children. You know, I love to talk about my granny, Mother Hardy. She was a self-taught Bible scholar who trained many young believers in the Word of God. And when she died at age 89, she had no earthly riches, no property or money or even jewels to leave. But she did leave me pearls of wisdom, which she gleaned from a lifetime of daily prayer and Bible study. She left a well-worn Bible with ragged pages and voluminous notes. And this is the most valuable legacy we can receive and we can leave to those who come behind us. I want you to walk with me in God's Word as we discover the power of legacy, L-E-G-A-C-Y, and the six attributes these letters stand for. Now, you may want to order this message for yourself or for someone you want to become a godly legator. It's available on CD for your love gift to the radio ministry of $10 or more. Ask for offer SK129. Our mailing address is Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. Or order online at rghardy.org. That's rghardy.org. Visit both our e-store and Faith is Action archives. Faith is Action is our monthly magazine, which features messages by my father, Brother Hardy, and myself, like today's. You can join our postal mailing list and receive the printed magazine in your mailbox every month free. So whether you prefer to download online or have it delivered to your home, Faith is Action is serious reading for the serious Christian. Again, for a godly legacy, request offer SK as in Sharon Knotts, 129. Mail to P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. Until next time, this is Sister Sharon saying, Maranatha.